There's a major distinction, Father Cech, that's often lost on people and not frequently enough, I think, preached from the pulpit. And that's the distinction between being and behavior, between the person made in God's image, worthy of the blood of Christ, and something he or she does. Maybe lay that out before you go to
Well, I think one distinction that the church preserves very carefully in this discussion, Patrick, is the distinction between person, inclination, and action. And we need this, otherwise we will perhaps fall into the trap that many believe the church condemns people who have a homosexual inclination. Hmm. Nothing of the kind. The church uses the terminology objectively disordered to describe the inclination because it's inconsistent with the complementarity of the sexes and the procreative power of the sexual faculty. But that terminology, objectively disordered, which falls hard on ears, I grant, is not a moral judgment of a person. It is descriptive of the appetite only. So, person created in the image and likeness of God, redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, and inherently and intrinsically and always good. The inclination out of harmony with the understanding in nature of the two becoming one, man and woman, the one flesh unity made possible, and also written, traced into the human body, and that procreative power that we've spoken about. And then the action itself is grave matter, as are all violations of the Sixth Commandment.
Hence the adjective disordered attached to the inclination is because the object that is desired is itself intrinsically immoral.
It is not in keeping
right.
with the human
mm-hmm.
good. That's correct.
Right. Okay, many ways to put that.